Scene 16. Gwyneth Jones, 5:55 p.m. The elevator took its time, but as it happened, I was in no great hurry. Since I couldn't believe, and didn't want to believe, that the murder depended on the triviality of the pens and my failure, and since it didn't seem to me to involve either Eunice or Roseanne, the motive had to rest elsewhere. Another unsuspected woman, the heroine, a homicidal maniac. No, would a homicidal maniac bother to arrange an accident? In search of that motive, it might serve to track down everything Giles had done from the time he left me nearly 24 hours earlier to the time of his death. The elevator still wasn't coming. It was approaching dinner time, and people would be going up and down at an above-normal rate. Life went on. People were hungry. I wasn't. When I last saw Giles, he was leaving with Henrietta Corvus. If I began with her... The elevator came to the floor, going down. It was full, and there was a half-hearted squeezing backward to make room for me. I stepped in. I don't take up much room, I'll say that for me. I gave the group in the elevator one sharp glance to see if I recognized anyone. I was in no mood to talk. Luckily, there was no need to. With thousands at the convention, in any random group of a dozen or so, I would know no one. I turned to face the front. The others were all conventioneers. They all wore badges. I sighed and tried to be unobtrusive about taking mine off. I got off at the fifth floor and found the interview room still open. It surprised me. I had assumed it would have closed at 5, and I had gone there only to make sure of that. There was only one person inside, a young woman with straggly hair, unobtrusive breasts, and sneakers. Her legs were spraddled apart as she slouched back in her chair and looked thoughtfully at what I assumed were releases. She had a sheet of paper in the typewriter and would undoubtedly begin typing in a moment. I looked at her legs, but that was unrewarding, so I looked at her nameplate, and that said Gwyneth Jones. Gwyneth, I said to myself in disbelief. I said it to myself just a touch too loudly, for the young woman assumed I was trying to attract her attention, which I meant to do in a moment, looked up and said, "Yes?" I said, "You wouldn't know where Henrietta was, would you?" The girl looked at me thoughtfully and said, "Henrietta Corvus?" I said, out of curiosity, "Is there another Henrietta around?" "No, she's the only Henrietta here." "Then why did you ask me?" "We've got to be accurate." "I'll start over. You wouldn't know where Henrietta Corvus was, would you?" "As long as we're starting over, who are you?" I fumbled for my badge and showed her and got a blank stare. "I'm a writer," I explained. "Now what about Henrietta? Do you know where she is?" And after all that, Gwyneth said indifferently, "No." I said, "Look, sweetheart, pretend it's an emergency. Suppose your bra strap broke and Henrietta has the only spare in the place. Where would you look for her? Guess if you have to. Give me a start." She said, "I don't wear bras." "I think I heard her say something about the Sewell broom party tonight. Maybe she'll be there." "Thank you, sweetheart. And where will the party be held?" "I don't know, but I think there's a flyer somewhere around." She looked about the top of her desk half-heartedly and said, "I'm behind in my work, you know." "I know," I said, "I could tell. But spend 5 more minutes looking for it, will you?" I bet myself 8 to 5 she wouldn't find it, and I lost. She got to it in less than a minute. She was a short girl and uninteresting, but I kissed her on the cheek and said thanks. She didn't look overwhelmed with gratitude. I went off to find a men's room where I took care of my biologic needs, washed my hands and face, looked earnestly at myself to see if I looked as crummy as I felt, and decided I did. But what the hell? I'm not strikingly handsome, but I'm not grotesque either. I fall into that broad in-between that's called attractive, in various tones of voice, and that's about the best I can do in describing myself. Footnote 1. It's the best Asimov can do or cares to do. Any reasonable consensus would have me strikingly handsome. Darius Just. Footnote 2. I would suggest, gentle reader, that you settle this matter for yourself. Just get a copy of any one of Darius's books and look at the jacket photo. Isaac Asimov. I leaned against the towel dispenser and studied the flyer. The party was not in the hotel, but at a restaurant nearby, and it was slated to start at 6:30. I had some 20 minutes, so I found myself a seat in an odd, sequestered corner of the lobby and let my eyes close. I remember wondering if that might be the place where the semi-porno bookstand Sarah had referred to could be found. I lacked the energy to look for it, so I thought of Sarah herself for a dispassionate moment, and somehow 15 minutes vanished between two ticks of a wall clock I could hear above my head. I started rather violently and checked my pockets to see if a sympathetic pickpocket had lightened the load of a clearly weary man. I was still in one piece, and feeling better for the few moments of unconsciousness, I left the hotel.